Hey, let's do an introduction to the smallest and newest and cutest member here at Elder and Equip. Come on up, guys, if you would. Eric and Candace, come on. Baby, well, I'm going to have you, Daddy, introduce the newest one to us.
Addie Louette Loss, this is the church. The church, this is Addie.
Yes.
We've been longing for this day for quite some time. It's been quite the journey, but we're happy to be here today. Yeah. Bringing this one here. Born on April 7th at 26 weeks. Same day as her twin sister Libby, who didn't make it. But we spent 83 days in the NICU, and here we have Addie home with us. And we're just so thankful. Thankful to the Lord, the faithfulness of the Lord, the prayers of the saints. Yeah. You guys upheld us. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Hey, Drew, come up here if you would. I want you to pray over this family here. And just if you would, just extend a hand towards them. And we just want to bless the Lord. If you feel led, come up here if you want to. Let's lay hands on them if you would. And just pray for what the Lord is birthing in this next season of their life. I would just say before Drew prays, I really had felt the Spirit prompting me that we need to keep our eyes on what happens with Addie. And even as she is brought home now, there's a certain sense of the church being brought into homes, and there's a certain sense of longing for the pure spiritual milk of the word, and there's a double portion blessing, and there's loss, even the last name, and there's lost in the midst of this. And so I believe this is a prophetic sign among us, and they were made to be a sign this year. And so it's more than just a baby. We love babies, but it's more than that. It's a sign, I believe, for all of us. So we want to honor that.
God, we praise you for your faithfulness. You are so good, Lord. Who is like you?
Yes.
Lord, thank you for your sovereign plan from the beginning. Thank you that you know all things and you see all things. Lord, and thank you for your love for the lost family.
Yes.
Thank you for this precious baby who you have kept.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for this body. I have seen the tears and the prayers of these people who love this family so much, like they are one of their own. What a perfect picture of the bride of Christ. Lord, we ask that your hand would be on Addie Loss all the days of her life. Lord, that you would guide and protect her footsteps.
Yes.
Lord, that you would keep her on the path that you have laid for her. Protect her from wandering to the left or to the right, Lord.
Yes.
We pray that her eyes would always be on her maker and creator. Lord, we pray that you bless Eric and Candace in their stewardship of your daughter, God.
Yes.
Thank you for the sign that you are giving through Addie to the church, Lord. We don't fully understand it yet or know even what that is or what it looks like, but there's been so many. You've just said so many things to so many people about Addie's homecoming. And Lord, we trust you and believe you.
Yes, God.
Thank you for this day, Lord. This day when Addie can be with all of us, when the lost family in their entirety can come to church and worship as a full family without having one left at the hospital, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you that they are together, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for the unity of this family.
Yes.
God, we just cannot praise you enough for your goodness that you have poured over this family. And we pray that you would continue to pour out your heart and your love on the lost family, Lord. Yeah. As they get to know each other now in a new way all together, Lord, we pray that there would just be grace and love that pours out. We love you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I just have it in my heart. I've seen this in my head like 6 times. Can we just give like a huge applause and like roar of praise to the Lord for this day?
Yes.
Can we do that for Addie?
Yes. That too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.